We'll get the news in detail now from Vivian Traynor.
Six people were arrested last night during a protest at a site earmarked to accommodate international protection applicants in County Wicklow. Gardaí have maintained a presence at the site in Newtown Mount Kennedy overnight following the protest, but say there have been no further incidents. The six people arrested, four men, one woman and a juvenile, are still being detained. Three Gardaí cars were damaged at the protest at the site. Our Eastern correspondent Samantha Library.
For the past 6 weeks, protests have been held at Trudder House in Newtown Mount Kennedy in Wicklow, which has been earmarked to accommodate international protection applicants. But yesterday, mounting tensions in the area escalated, with Gardaí claiming they came under attack after workers were brought onto the site. They say they were subject to verbal and physical abuse throughout the day, which escalated by evening to rocks and missiles being thrown at Gardaí, fires being lit and an axe being recovered. Gardaí say as the situation intensified, they used force to defend themselves, with the public order unit deploying shields and incapacitant spray. Three Gardaí patrol cars had windows broken and tyres slashed, and six people were arrested. In a statement, Gardaí said while they respect the rights of citizens to exercise their constitutional rights, this right does not extend to breaches of criminal law. They say they're also aware of misinformation and disinformation being spread about the incident. But local protesters also released a statement accusing Gardaí of using unnecessary force and intimidating and aggressive tactics against what they say was a legitimate and peaceful protest.
The Director General of the Prison Service has said the level of violence in Irish prisons is relatively low, despite the fact that over half of the country's inmates are serving sentences for violent crime. Karen McCaffrey also said that while assaults by prisoners on each other has increased by 66%, attacks on staff have reduced. She was speaking at the Prison Officers Association's annual conference in Sligo, where officers said they want to be allowed to carry batons similar to those issued to Gardaí. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
The prison service says it shares prison officers' concerns about overcrowding, drugs and violence in the prisons, but rejects claims that little is being done. Prison officers say in the last 3 years, attacks on prisoners and staff have increased by 140%. The POA General Secretary, Carl Dalton, says staff have been physically and mentally traumatised. The Director of the Prison Service, Karen McCaffrey, says that every attack on an officer, there were 110 last year, is one too many, but says they are reducing and violence in the prisons is relatively low. The officers, however, want to be issued with batons similar to those issued to Gardaí. The director has also rejected POA claims that drones are flying drugs into the prisons daily and says in Mountjoy, for example, there were two drone flights in the last 2 months and work is being done to repair the nets. Paul Reynolds, RTE News, at the POA conference, Sligo.
A ballot of workers at Tara Mines on a new deal to reopen the mine is underway. Hundreds of workers who have been temporarily laid off from the mine in Navan since last July attended a general meeting last night. Unions are recommending the deal brokered with management during talks at the Workplace Relations Commission. Around 150 voluntary redundancies are also being sought. Ishka Éireann has detected 52 cases of pesticides that exceeded allowable amounts in drinking water last year. It comes despite significant reductions in incidents of pesticides getting into public water supplies since 2018. Those incidences were not a threat to public health, according to the body, but farmers, gardeners and those maintaining sporting facilities are being urged to use alternatives to pesticides or to ensure they're used responsibly. Our agriculture correspondent, Joe McGreely.
Significant progress has been made in recent years in reducing the impact of pesticide use on public water sources, with the number of pesticide exceedances down 50% since 2018. Exceedances occur when the level of a substance passes what is deemed allowable under EU law. In 2023, there were 52 exceedances detected. Dr. Pat O'Sullivan, Ishka Éireann's drinking water compliance senior manager, said consultation with the HSE concluded there was no threat to public health, but it is imperative that users of pesticides are mindful of best practice and are encouraged to seek out alternatives. Ishka Éireann, along with other state bodies and the main farming organisations, have now come together as the National Pesticide and Drinking Water Action Group and are urging gardeners, those maintaining sports grounds and farmers to protect water sources when using pesticides and to only use them if other alternatives are not available. Joe McGrailey, RTE News.
The Chinese tech company ByteDance has said it has no intention of selling the video app TikTok to comply with a new law passed by US Congress forcing it to sell the app or be banned in America. The sell or ban measure was signed into law by US President Joe Biden on Wednesday. TikTok has said it will challenge the new law in court. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For highly efficient, sustainable home heating for your new build, choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
Lingering rain and cloud will clear the south through the morning. Some sunny spells with well scattered showers today, some of those heavy. Highest temperatures of 8 to 11 degrees and a light to moderate northeasterly breeze.